We're going to spend the rest of this business report on that weak housing market that Renee mentioned. The troubled mortgage finance giant Fannie Mae has announced a management shakeup. It comes as the company's been trying to persuade investors it is financially sound enough to avoid a government bailout. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The company said its chief financial officer has been replaced and its chief business officer will take on an expanded role. Chief Executive Daniel Mudd said the new team would be responsible for conserving capital and controlling credit losses. Fannie Mae and its sister company Freddie Mac have suffered big losses in the housing market, and there's been continuing speculation that they lack the capital to keep operating. The two companies play a critical role in the housing industry by buying mortgages from lenders and then packaging them into securities. All day yesterday, there was speculation that the Treasury Department was about to make a big announcement about the companies, and the department actually had to put out a press release denying the rumors. Investors are fearful of a government bailout because it would dilute the value of the two companies' stock. Yesterday, the companies got a vote of confidence from Merrill Lynch, which issued a report saying a bailout probably can be avoided this year, and that sent their stock price a bit higher. But stock in the companies is still down sharply from where it was a year ago. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.